Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. It's even a greater pleasure when it's a Friday. But to make it a trifecta, Bruce Molsky is in the studio. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Rick. It's great to be back here with you. It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. You are not only a world-class musician, but you're a teacher and a gentleman. I love hanging out with you. And it's
that's a trifecta I need to try and live up to, man.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my personal assessment. People can form their own opinions as the day goes on. But Bruce, you have been playing many instruments. What's your favorite?
It depends what day of the week.
Really?
Honestly, I mean, I started my kind of musical journey playing guitar, and I wanted to be all my heroes at that time in my life. I wanted to be Jimi Hendrix, and I wanted to be Doc Watson, and Mississippi John Hurt, and Fred McDowell, and Little Milton Campbell, and just everybody. And as you do, but
yeah.
I discovered old time music, or it discovered me, and I became interested.
How old were you when you went from Jimi Hendrix and guitar heroes to old timey guitar heroes?
I started the guitar when I was 11, after listening to the radio, you know, pathologically since I was small, and discovered kind of folk music along the way, and the banjo and the fiddle came around the same time. I was about 17.
Wow. So once you dove into music that was sounding foreign to you, you enveloped it. It became part of your DNA and the blue blood in your arms.
I found, you know, for me, anybody that plays an instrument at any level knows that when it gets you, it's got you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's just, this is a story I tell a lot, but I owe a lot to the great jazz educator Billy Taylor, who in the New York City public school, I went to public school in New York, and he came to my school as part of his jazz mobile program when I was 11. And that was the day and he had what, you know, now that I'm a teacher, I know what a teachable moment is. And he had one with me. And that was the day I realized
was the spark? What turned the corner for you? What did he present to you that made you dive into it?
It was magic, really, Rick.
That's why I ask.
You know, it was a big auditorium with a bunch of kids, probably most of whom were not paying attention like I was, but I was just enthralled. And he taught, I remember this clearly, he played a set of chord changes that he had written to teach his niece gospel music on the piano.
Wow.
And it was the title of it at that time. It was called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. And it became later on, long after that thing, it became a civil rights anthem when lyrics were added to it and was made famous by Nina Simone.
Yeah.
But it was just an instrumental at that point, and he gave out little 45 RPM records, if any of our listeners remember them.
Wow.
And which I wish I still had. And it had, I went home and asked my parents for guitar lessons, and they sent me around the corner to a guy named Sid Glickman, who I tried to contact a few years ago, and he didn't remember me, which I thought was cool, because that was 1966. and he actually threw me out after 6 months, so it's all good.
Because you didn't practice, or because you were too good?
Well, I'll try to be humble here. He says, I taught you everything I can teach you. Have a nice day.
We love that. We love that. So now, years later, Zen takes over, and the student becomes the teacher. And as you mentioned, you're a teacher, and you have many students. There's one student who's going to be performing with you at Colony, and the show is coming up on Saturday, September 13th. Bruce Molsky and Annie McDougall is a former student of yours. Now, is she teaching you?
You know, the thing I've learned about being a teacher is that a teacher should learn as much from their students as they teach their students.
Wow.
She's doing great things. Watching her, you know, kind of grow and flourish as a songwriter and a really fine fiddler. Mm-hmm. And also some, you know, you got to have a certain kind of heart and soul to want to put yourself out there with music. And to me, that's inspirational. And I think she's doing it. And so, the Colony invited me to have somebody as an opener, and she does a beautiful show. She's got a really nice trio, which I wish could have come, but they're called All She Wrote.
Oh, wow.
And three women who are all great songwriters and just nice humans. They're going to be great.
Next Saturday, Annie McDougall and her trio are going to be opening up.
I said that wrong. No, she's going to be on her own for this one.
Oh.
They're all out there doing other stuff.
Okay, I got it.
But she's great as a solo. We're going to play a couple of things together as well.
Oh, cool. Now, are you playing solo or is anyone accompanying you?
I'm playing by myself. It's the me, myself, and I trio, as I like to say.
And when you're on stage, do you surround yourself with instruments?
You know, that's travel dependent. And since I just live down in Dutchess County in Beacon, so I can put some nice instruments in the car, and I'll have my fiddle and my banjo and my new guitar that I told you about before we went on air.
Well, I guess a new fiddle as well.
Well, it's a rebuilt fiddle.
Okay.
Yes.
Bruce does sometimes surround himself with beautiful instruments, and unfortunately, they have cables attached to them.
Not anymore, man. I'm done with cables. And what Rick is referring to is something I told him about also earlier. In the middle of a tour in Sweden, right before we went on stage, I had a microphone attached to my fiddle and my fiddle hanging on a stand. And I went to get off the stage for a second, minutes before we went on, hooked my foot in the mic cable, pulled the fiddle stand down, and in slow motion, as my bandmate screamed, "No!" watched my fiddle break in two. And it was kind of traumatic. But it's fixed. It's fixed now.
Did the neck break? Where did it break?
The neck broke off.
Oh, headstock.
The neck and the headstock, of course, are one piece. And,
yeah.
And if any of you are fiddle freaks, the first question you always ask when something like this happens is, did you get a sound post crack? And thank goodness, no.
Wow.
So I took it to a fantastic luthier, Shirley White in Western Mass, and she pieced it back together. And, you know, the funny thing about these, I could go on about this, as you can imagine, but the funny thing is that sometimes when an instrument breaks and it's reassembled well, it sounds better than it did before.
Come on, how is that?
They say it loosens up something in the character of the wood or the glue joint. The new glue joint may be different than the old. I don't know. I don't do tools. I just play.
That's remarkable. And I know, in Japanese lore, if a piece of ceramic breaks, they'll put it together and, well, they'll still love it. Uh-huh. And then it has character, just like you said.
And maybe so. Well, you're building guitars these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you have some level of experience with that stuff.
Well, I'm building them, not breaking them. So
please don't break them.
Yeah. So repairing them hasn't really come into my world yet, as I'm just making them.
Yeah.
So one day I'm sure that'll come back. But well, as far as frets go, they can always be fixed and repaired.
Right.
So that's always a good thing. And it is kind of an amazing thing to be able to repair an instrument that you love and be able to still play it. And if it plays better in your mind than it did before it was broken, then it's an absolute success.
Well, yeah, for sure.
How old is the instrument?
It's been my main fiddle since 1993, and it was made by the brother of a guy who I used to play in a band with, Big Hoedown, for years.
Oh, wow.
Rafe Stefanini is a great fiddler. He lives here in the States now. But he and his brother, Bruno, who made the fiddle, studied under, the last of the great violin and luthiers from Bologna, Italy.
Wow.
Which is close to where they grew up. And Bruno makes it. It's a Bolognese style violin. It has a name. I don't name my instruments, but this one came with a name. It's named Nadia.
Oh, wow.
And
it was given to you? Like,
no, I bought it, but okay. But long.
Well, I mean, yes, but given to you with the name Nadia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Says it on the label. So, you know, and I love it. It's, you know, anybody that's played an instrument knows that if you play the same instrument for a long time, it just becomes an extension of your voice. Mm. It's a really great instrument. I'm glad to have it back.
Yeah. Well, we wish you many years to come with this fabulous instrument. And now you're playing at Colony Saturday, September 13th. Yes. Annie McDougall is opening up. And do you have some new stuff that you've been working on of your own, or do you have new stuff of old material that other people have recorded that you're re-recording?
I'm thinking toward the next kind of project and what that would be. I am working on some new things.
Cool.
And part of that is listening to old things. Mm. And, you know, in 2012, I recorded a CD called If It Ain't Here When I Get Back. Mm. And I discovered in the car on the way up here, because I keep about 200 gigs of music up in the cloud and I just stream it when I'm driving, a take that I made that I threw away and didn't put on that recording, and it's a guitar piece. It's been so long since I played it, I can't even remember what tuning it's in. Huh. But it's cool, and I'm going to revisit it. It's a Rechenica. So if anybody's into Eastern European music, it's in 7.
Wow.
I can't even remember how I played it. So now I've got a project. Yeah. But these things kind of pop up. You kind of invent things, write things, arrange things. They go away. Some of them stick. Some of them don't. And I'm working out. I've got a few new guitar pieces in the works, and also some fiddle things. At Berkeley, where I teach, we're doing a big Bob Dylan symposium. Concert and I'm arranging a couple of his songs for fiddle and voice.
Oh, cool.
So there's always something going on.
All right. Well, that always sounds great. Farewell, Angelina. All the best, Bruce, and it's always a pleasure to have you here. We could talk for days probably, but I'll leave the people wanting more, and you can get more with Bruce Molsky. Saturday, September 13th, Colony in Woodstock. It's going to be a great show. You're all welcome to be a part of it. So visit colony.com and get tickets and further info. Bruce, on social media, do you keep up with that?
Oh, I do.
And how can folks stay in touch with you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Mm. And we post there regularly. If you go to my website, brucemolsky.com, you can get on the mailing list. I like to tell people that I put out a monthly newsletter about every 6 months.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I've been better about it recently. But I like my newsletters to be just kind of stories from the road and kind of tell you what's going on. But cool. But they're kind of fun, and you just get in touch. If you write on the website, it comes to me. And
can you go to your Facebook page and find your group on bread making?
You can. Okay. It's still there. It's called Fiddle and Dough, and it's for people who love roots music and who love to bake. We've got about, I don't know, 1,900 members now. Mm. And if you want to salivate, it's a good place to go.
Mm. Yeah, and I was told throughout history that every animal likes bread. From little fish, you could use it as bait, to chickens, too, and then goes right up the line. But what it all comes down to is give somebody hungry a piece of bread and they'll eat it, or an animal in general.
I think that's biblical, but yes.
Yes. There you have it.
All right.
Thanks. Bruce Molsky, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Don't miss Bruce and Annie McDougall performing live next Saturday at Colony in Woodstock. It's going to be a great show. Get tickets, be there, and show up and have a great time. Bring a lot of friends, a lot of money, and buy some CDs from Bruce while you're there. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Rick. Good to see you.
All the best. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We're going to get back to a little business and then back to music in about a minute and a half.
The name you